An elderly woman suffered a head injury and an arm injury while trying to escape a fire that had broken out in a unit complex at Little Mountain last night. It's understood the woman, aged in her 70s, fell and hurt herself while evacuating. Fire crews were called to the three-story complex on Parklands Boulevard at about 7 p.m. and had extinguished the fire around 30 minutes later. A woman aged in her 20s was also transported to hospital for smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire is being investigated. A hiker was assisted by four emergency crews late yesterday afternoon after they became lost while climbing Mount Biwa. The crews scaled the mountain where they met the hiker before walking the man back down to safety around an hour later. It was the second time in as many days they'd been called to the Glasshouse Mountains after another hiker suffered a medical episode and became stuck halfway up the track on Mount Ngungun. A local confectionery company says it won't be following big brand names like Cadbury, Nestle and Lindt, with the price of chocolate set to jump by 20% before Easter. The price hike is due to a shortage of cocoa supplies after the world's largest farm in West Africa was hit by bad weather and crop disease. Noosa Chocolate Factory General Manager Nick Southern has told Nine the local company will instead absorb the price rise.
People are doing it tough at the moment. It's to go and then sort of pull the rug out underneath Easter. It's something that will weather the storm.
And how does a VIP experience with the Redcliffe Dolphin sound? Or maybe spending the night on Gari or even kayaking the Noosa Everglades? Well, these are some of the experiences the University of the Sunshine Coast is offering in its Best Field Trip in the World competition. It's open for entries now for students in years 11 and 12, with five winners to experience the three-day trip of a lifetime. UniSC says the field trip has been formulated to showcase the breadth of activities a uni student might enjoy as part of their studies.